السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today the 15th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444, we commence a new surah, a new chapter, chapter 79, Surah An-Naziat. Today we will discuss, inshallah al-Aziz, verses number 1 to verse number 14. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in yesterday's lesson highlighted that who are the successful ones? Almighty Allah created us. He knows best that human being loves incentives, loves works and loves rewards and awards. Inna lil muttaqina mafaza. When a person has iman, Islam, taqwa, then everlasting bliss and everlasting pleasure for that person and prosperity. Hadaika wa anaba, the beautiful gardens and vineyards. Wa kawaiba atraba, the damsels of Jannah with their big, big bosoms. And remember, they will be the same age with you. Wa ka'asan dihaqa, and the cups will be full to the brim. And that will be that whether the honey, the water, or the alcohol. But not the alcohol like this world that gives you a hangover and you intoxicated and drunk. This is sharaban tahura. On that day no one will speak. لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن. Allah will give permission to certain personalities to speak. And then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede. For all of us who passed away with Iman and Islam, did you read, O Muslim, today read? Allahumma arzuqna, Allahumma arzuqna, shafaatan nabiyil mustafa. O beloved Allah, grant us the intercession of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yawm al-qiyama, regarding on the day of justice, the day of judgment. That is the day, 100% is the truth. Like how our dying is going to occur and happen, whether we like it or not, that is Qiyamatul Sughra, the micro. The Qiyamatul Kubra, the macro, will also occur. When will it occur? Only Almighty Allah knows. The signs were taught to us by the Master, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on a Friday. Now the non-Muslim, when he sees the horror and the terror, Surah 22, verse 2, وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. That person will see as though as he's drunk and intoxicated. Nay, they're not drunk and intoxicated. The punishment, chastisement of Allah is very, very severe. And when he sees the animals for them, the reptiles, insects, there is justice for them, then they will be reduced to dust. The non-Muslim, the idol worshipper, the one who said Jesus is God and the Son of God, and the people who said they are the chosen race and the race, the rest are Goyim, Gentile, and second class, third class, all non-Muslims who are sane and mature, they will wish and desire, but alas, it will just be a wish and desire. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ, the non-Muslim will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا, how I wish I also was reduced to dust. But they won't be reduced to dust. They had the freedom of choice. They made the wrong choice. Now actions and punishment. So that all will happen, and they will be punished perpetually and eternally in Jahannam. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. Chapter 33, verses 64-65. Today's lesson, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, chapter 79, Surah An-Nazi'at. What is the meaning of Nazi'at? We'll explain to you now. This surah chapter was revealed qabl al-hijra, before the migration of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what do we see? That Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that these verses are revealed at the time of death. What do the angels do? And at that time of Sakarat, this surah, Surah Nazi'at, comprises 46 verses. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who's very, very gracious, very, very merciful. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, a mubalagha, a hyperbole. You never understood what is mubalagha, hyperbole. It means an intensive form. You see, a person is very ill, very sick, so they took him or her to intensive care. So it has the meaning of very, very. So verily, the name of Allah, who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقَى. Look at the first five verses of this particular surah, and you will see all of them are with a kasra, and it is for qasam. Allah taking an oath on the angels. What will these angels do? These are their duties. Chapter 66, verse number 6. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يأمرون. That remember, the angels never disobedient to Almighty Allah, and they execute whatever commandments Allah Jalla Wala gave them. Surah Tahrim, chapter 66, verse 6. Now Almighty Allah is speaking in this verse. Before I translate, let me give you one word, then you will understand. I saw my father, I saw my beloved mother, my brother, all of them passing away basically in our arms, in our hands. So now you must remember that it's called Sakarat. Sakarat means that you're losing control. Now your eyes, you can't see properly. Your ears, you can't hear properly. Your speech is slurred now, all that. You call it halatun niza'. Hala, the condition, niza', the soul, the spirit, the ruh is in comfort zone. Malakul Maud, the angel of death, comes with his entourage and is extracting the ruh and pulling out the ruh, the soul, the spirit. But the body wants to retain it and maintain it because it is in comfort zone. So that niza', that clash, that kashmakash in Urdu you say, so that conflict is going on. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا. This is for the kuffar, the non-Muslims. Then now when the time comes for him or her to die, and they are sane and mature, Allah takes an oath on the angels who are there with Malakul Maut, the angel of death. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ, and they extract. They're removing the ruh. They're removing the soul of the kafir, kafira, the non-Muslim who's sane and mature. غَرْقَى, violently. And remember, that person is shouting, screaming, getting a thrashing and a whooping. We can see it does not mean it didn't happen. You are sleeping with your spouse, husband, wife, you're sleeping with your child, and what happens? Suddenly they wake up and they're perspiring, and then you ask them, what happened? He say, I experienced a terrible nightmare. But did you see it? No, but it occurred. You can see the body language. You can see the perspiration, all that. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us regarding the non-Muslims, when the angel of death comes, and now is extracting the ruh, the soul from them. Yadribuna hujuhahum wa adbarahum. These malaika are lashing them, hitting them on their faces, and hitting them on their backs. Surah Anfal, chapter number 8, verse 50. Write down, make note, mental note. Chapter 8, Surah Anfal, verse 50. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ يَتَوَفَّى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَ. O human being, if only you could see when the non-Muslims at the time of death, the malaika come, yadribun, hitting them, smashing them, threshing them, hujuhahum wa adbarahum, on their faces, on their backs. And then it's told to them, you went against the command of Almighty Allah, you rebelled against the messengers, the prophets, peace be upon them, selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people, wadhuqu adab al-hariq, and now taste the punishment of the furnace and the blazing fire. Chapter number 8, verse 50. So when naziati gharqa, thus angels come, and malakul maut, and they extract the ruh and the soul violently, no mercy, no compassion is shown. You see your father, you see the non-Muslim, both are perspiring. Al-mu'minu yamutu bi'araqil jabin. I saw my father, mother, how they perspired. So remember, for the Muslim, it is rahmah. It is a mercy from Almighty Allah. For the non-Muslim, it is zahma. It is punishment and chastisement. The same action, but the hadith of Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us, we need to understand. Did you read the dua today? Read now. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. This you call akhiru lamahat. In Arabic, akhiru lamahat. The last moments of that person's life. Now the transfer is taking place. Min ad-dunya ila al-barzakh. From this worldly life is going to the new realm and the new world, and that is barzakh. And barzakh means the partition. It is the partition between dunya, the world, and the akhirat and the year after. Chapter 23. Verse 100. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Now the death occurred. Then in front of them is a barzakh. مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانِ. Cape Town, Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean. There's a barrier in between. They can't see it. The scientists can't see it. The oceanographers can't see it. The doctors can't see it. But Allah told us, we believe in it. And remember, temperature different, color different, taste different. Kudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of Almighty Allah's mercy. Now carry on. So we beg Allah, Surah 12, verse 101, Tawaffani muslima. O Allah, let me die with iman in Islam. Wa alhiqni bisalihin. O Allah, unite me with the pious and devout servants, Ya Allah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu warda, the greatest Shaykh al-Hadith of this Ummah, it's his halat al-niza, it is his sakarat. Open Allama ibn Kathir's magnum opus, is al-bidaya wa nihaya, and you will find it there. He turns to Allah's mercy. Last moments. Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak. Ya Allah, I love meeting you. Fahibba liqa'i. Ya Allah, you love meeting me. And then he meets Almighty Allah's mercy. Can you imagine what great personalities, what great souls and people they were? وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطَاءِ. What is نَاشِطَاتِ نَشْطَاءِ? The same angels come to the mu'min mu'mina, to the muslim muslima, and they extract the ruh and the soul and the spirit. وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطَاءِ. And they remove it gently. We will feel the pain of sakarat. We will feel the pain of naza and niza, but not so violently. And it will not be a punishment. It will be like how the doctor operates. And remember certain thing has to be removed. There might be pain, but in the long term, it is for our betterment. So the angel of death comes, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ وَلَوْ تَرَى. So it is ظَالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِتُوا أَيْدِيهِمْ. It's not one angel comes, Quran says, a group, the entourage of angels come, and they dress in their white, they're smiling. They give the person bisharat. Before, وَأَبْشِرُوا لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحَزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا. Don't have fear, don't have sadness. We're giving you great tidings, will جَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ of Jannah. So then the person, we saw people leaving this world with a smile. So, وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْتَى, the next qasam. And for you, O mu'min, O mu'mina, Muslim, devoted, dedicated, the angel will come, extract the ruh and soul, but gently. وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبَحَى, sabah. Sabah means to swim. So it means you're going fast. If you're a good swimmer, you know, you do 100 laps, 500 laps from one side to the other. So these angels are rushing. وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبَحَا. The command of Almighty Allah came. And they rush in that direction. Go there, go there. And then they ever ready and they are moving. وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبَحَا. فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبَقَا. When you were in madrasa, you took sabak. فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سبقا. That time you never realize what is the meaning of sabak. Sabak means who can come out first. So I want to come out first. You want to come out first. So the angels are racing who will reach there first to their destination, to their assignment, to their brief and commandment to which Almighty Allah has given them. Look at the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the Quran. Allah speaks of the angels. فَالسَّابِقَ All these are qasams and oaths. فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرَى. They're controlling the affairs. How much rain must come? What speed the wind must come? What, how much droplets of rain and of the thunder? So Almighty Allah is in charge, absolutely, completely. But He delegates all this to the angels. You do this, you do that, you do that. And they fulfill their duty with beauty. So when Almighty Allah took five qasams, what is jawab-e qasam? What is the response for this qasam, Ya Allah? Allah takes us to the day of justice. Yawma, that day, تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَا, when there will be convulsions. Everything will be shaking. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. There won't be, you know, in South Africa, last week, earthquake where? Near Kokstad. Earthquake where? Near Greytown. You just for a second. Once it happened in Lens, I remember I was reading Salat, and it just for 5 seconds or 8 seconds, the way I shook, and I thought I'm dreaming, then I could see my books are moving. So we were in Salat, and I just begged Allah, have mercy on us, Ya Allah. So that is just a sample example. يَوْمَ تَرُجُفُ الرَّاجِفَا, when the convulsions will come, absolutely everything shaking and convulsing and trembling. First one will come, then it will be followed by another one. You see, I'm riding a scooter, right? I'm driving a scooter, what do you want to say? Oh, I'm riding a horse. Behind me is my engineer, who? Suleiman Esop. So now, he is my radif. I am in front, he's at the back. So that is how you use the word radif, radifa. So following it will be another big convulsion. That an afterquick, and afterwards another one. So the first time, remember, everybody will rise up and everybody will die first time. Second time, everybody will rise up and there'll be resurrection. First one, death. Second one, resurrection. What happens to the people who are there? All of us, we all will experience it. The hearts on that day, the day of justice, the day of judgment, wajifa, there will be palpitations. You know, people got how many gadgets? They want to check their sugar, gadget. They want to check their pressure, gadget. They want to check their heartbeat, another gadget. So you see irregular heartbeat, palpitations. That is very small. That day, everybody, 99.9%, Anbiya, and that will be exempted, ordinary mortals like me and you. Yawma idh yuwa jifa. There will be such palpitations, we won't know whether we're coming or going. Yawma yafirru al-mar'u min akhihi wa ummihi wa abi wa sahibatihi wa bani. The people who are most beloved to us, our parents, our spouses, our children, our siblings, will run away from all of them. Imagine. Nafsi, nafsi, everybody worried about himself. He, Habibuna, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, crying, Ummati, Ummati. Abasaru, akhashia, the eyes will be focused downwards, just worried, what's going to happen? The sun is beating, and we are got no clothes, nothing. And it's Allah's mercy alone. Yaqulun, the non-Muslims will say, Ainna la marduduna fil hafira. What? You mean we'll be returned fil hafira, ay ila al-halatil ula. You mean we will come back with all our limbs and all our faculties, and we will be back like normal human beings? You mean that? Aida kunna idaman nakhira. What? When our bones have become nakhira, rotten, decayed and decomposed, you're telling us that the life will come back? They brought the bones to Ya Rasulullah. Oh Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you go to the graveyard, you'll see some bones there. May yuhyil idama wa ya rameem. Who will give life to these bones when they decompose, disintegrated, they rotten? قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Go open Surah Yasin in the ending. The same Allah Jalla Wala who gave life the first time, He will resurrect you. He is Qadir Mutlak. He has absolute control, power, authority, majesty over everything. Then the non-Muslims say, what? If that really happens, we will be there for reckoning and judgment. Qalu, the non-Muslim says, who are sane and mature, tilka idan karratun khasira. Then that returning, we make dua. Allahumma, Allahumma ruddana ila al-haramain sharifain marratin wa karratin. Ya Allah, return us to the Baytullah, to the Kaaba Musharrafa, to Baytul Madina Manawwara, to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam marratin wa karratin. Time and again, time and again, time and again. See the word karra. So idan karratun khasira, then this returning once again, khasira, will be a destruction, a loss. We will fail hopelessly. Absolute failure will be 0%. For innama, Allah says, answering them, all their ishkalat, their objections, their queries, Allah says, fa innama, fa hasar and qasar. This qiyamah is only, exclusively, solely, here, the sa'ah. The day of qiyamah is called sa'ah. Sa'ah watch, sa'ah hour, sa'ah minute, sa'ah split second. So that qiyamah, the split second, zajratu wahida, will be one big cry, one big announcement, finish. Once that announcement come, everybody resurrected. فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَ. Suddenly, إِذَا مُفَاجَاتِيَ. So subsequently, fa, إِذَا suddenly. See, every letter of Quran, you have to understand the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the Quran. You call that the balagha, the rhetoric of the Quran. Our Ustad, Shaykh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah grant him the Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Some Quran tafsir, he wrote the ahkam. Some he wrote the tafsir related to that. Some he wrote the badiya, the rhetoric and the beauty and the glory of the Quran. Every aspect almost he made khidmat. What service he rendered. فَإِذَا هُمْ بِسَاهِرَا. And suddenly and subsequently whom the people will be sahira. They will be awake and they will see their surroundings. No iman, no Islam. It will be a horror and terror. And the person who has iman, Islam, سَبْعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ Thumma la dhilla illa dhillu. We did good deeds, or at least we tried, and then we lived with Iman, we died with Iman. Allah Jalla Wala will instruct the angels. Take my shade. In this hadith is not the shade mentioned of the arsh, of the throne. Bukhari Sharif's hadith, reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira, Sabatun yudhilluhum Allahu fi dhillihi, yawma la dhilla illa dhillu. Take my shade and give it to them, so the shade of Allah will cover them. Fi dhillim mamdood. So remember that they will be given special shade. Because Allah Ta'ala loves us, we tried our best, and we live with Iman, and we died with Iman. So to live with Iman, Surah 3, Chapter 3, Verse number 8, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah. O Allah, Jalla wala, do not let our hearts get deviated. After you gave us this guidance, Iman, and this effulgence and radiance, Ya Allah, this nur, and grant us your special mercy to envelope us. Innaka antal wahhab. You Allah, you are the best of givers. And then Surah 12, verse 101, Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Oh my beloved Allah, let me die with Iman and Islam, and unite me with the pious people. Read now with me, O Muslim, O Muslima. All of us should read. Allahumma jal, Allahumma jal, O Almighty Allah, make khayra ayyamina, the best day of our life, yawman alqaka fi, the day we meet you, Ya Allah. All these ahadith you will find in Musnad Ahmad. Allahumma rid, Allahumma inna nas'aluka, O beloved Allah, we beg of thee. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladhat an-nadari, we have the pleasure of seeing. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladhat an-nadari ila wajhikal kareem, to thy honorable countenance, Ya Allah. That will be the greatest favor which Almighty Allah confers and offers to the Jannati. That you got everything, you want anything else, they say, what more? Allah says, I give you a special prize. Because I love you, see your Khalik, see your Malik. Imagine. So that is Almighty Allah's mercy, benevolence and grace. So 130 to 2 Surah Mu'min, and that is verses 30 to 37, 2 to 3 current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. And remember that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala make easy for all of us. 3 to 3.30 will be the repeat of Q&A. And remember 3.30 to 4 when fitnas are surrounding us by Mohana Elias Patel. 4 to 5 will be Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Tawazu, Humility. 5 to 7 will be Mohana Khalid Yaqub. And inshallah 7 to 7.30 will be the tafsir you heard now, Surah An-Nazi'at. Inshallah we'll send out the podcast, volume 1 to 14, 7.30 to 8, Mohana Yunus Patel, Rahimullah's advices, and 8 to 10 discussion with Mohana Salim Karim, Mohana Arafat. And remember, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. Abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.